We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joining us right now, a man who put together a great NBA career, and was very responsible for that Laker championship because you performed big in Game 7. You were better than Kobe that night. And that is Meta World Peace. Meta, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Meta. How are you?
Everything is good, man. You know, just over here having a good time, basketball. Everything's about basketball right now, and my kids are doing well. Everything's
nice.
Great.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about, I know you're a part of this Finesse Fitness. It's a complete, portable, total body workout. I need to get in shape, so tell me more about this thing, Meta.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for letting us plug our new piece of equipment. It's like bands. So towards the end of my career, I would work out with a lot of bands. I even tried to develop a couple products myself during my career, but that's really hard when you're doing it all on your own. And now I got a chance to work with Finesse. I could go into my hotel room, work out. I love to work out. I could be on a hike. Get my leg workouts in, just latch the clips on to anything, you know, and it's great, you know. So it's something I can still be a part of, you know, while I'm playing basketball. I still love to play and coach, and I can't be doing things that's taking me away from that. And this product keeps me right in line with that.
So this product you can bring anywhere you go, and you can work out any place you are. Is that basically what you're saying, Meta?
Absolutely. You know, right now, you know, in the NBA or all sports, you see how guys are working out like functional training. And it's really prolonging people's careers, you know. Not only can you outlast your NBA career, but now you got things like the Big Three.
Yeah.
You want to stay in shape.
Right.
I'm sure
right.
Next to be I'm going to be 50. So then there'll be a 50-year-old league.
Wow.
You know, I'm going to. So you still want to stay fit when you're done playing sports, and you see a lot of guys got out of shape.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Meta, you can't be 50, can you? Can you really be 50 years old, Meta? Really?
I'm 38.
Oh, so you said you're 50. I mean, what you said, you can't be 50. Come on.
No, I'm just saying, like, when I get 50.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's hard to play with the young boys. I don't care. People can say I can still play, man. You can't play with these young boys. They're running too fast.
I hear you.
You could play in the Big Three, though.
Could do that.
You could play.
Yeah, you could definitely do that.
Nice. Victory is nice. You know?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's good.
Man, I got to tell you, so I'm talking to Meta World PC. I got to tell you, this is a great story. The night you got drafted, and I'm a big Knicks fan, and I wanted you, okay? I wanted you. And, of course, the Knicks in their wisdom, and they're so run so well over the years, they take Frederick Weiss, who I think is selling shoes now, under the Arc de Triomphe or something like that, okay? After Vince Carter jumped over his head. So I'm doing an overnight show. And my producer tells me, hey, we got you on. You're coming on. You're going to talk to us, right? Okay, great. You know what? So we call in. The gentleman comes on. I think it's you. It was your father. You were out celebrating. You're getting drafted. And it was your father I had on. I'll never forget that. That was unbelievable that night. Yeah.
That's funny, man. That was a good night. You know, as a kid, you want to go to the NBA. You actually make it. Like, wow.
Right.
You know? And you know, it's only 400 spots. You know, Division One is 4,500 Division One basketball playing spots. I think it's about 19,000. It's not a lot of spots. You know,
did you want to come to the Knicks? Can I ask you that? Did you want to play for the Knicks at that point or not?
You said what?
Did you want to play for the Knicks when you were coming into
the
NBA?
Hello?
Yeah, you there, Meta? Can you hear us? I think we lost Meta.
Or maybe he didn't want to answer that question. Did he want to play for the Knicks?
I think that's a safe question, isn't it?
It's a great question. What I was curious, and hopefully we'll get him back to ask him this, is so Ron Artest at the time is a teenager. He's 19 years old.
Yeah, he played 1 year at St. John's, right? Or two years.
I think it was only 1 year at St. John's. Either way, he's a very, very young guy.
Right.
Okay? And I'm very curious because I could see him saying, I don't know if it would have worked in New York. To be drafted by your hometown team with the pressure
that was the Knicks' excuse.
Maybe they would have been right.
Well, maybe.
I'm curious what he would – forget what the Knicks would say. What he would say. We have him back. Meta, Joe is asking you, did you want to be drafted by the Knicks?
I always wanted to be drafted by the Knicks. And I had my Knicks shirt on under that suit.
Really?
I had Nick's shorts on. I was thinking about it. I thought I was going to the Knicks. You know, because but I would have loved to be in the Garden. You know, in my prime. Good Lord, that would have been a sight, man.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see that myself, Matta.
Especially since
that.
Frederick Weiss was the guy who picked
it. Disaster! That was a disaster.
Man, I do it for New York. I think, like, when you're playing at high school level, college level,
right,
you do it for New York City.
Right.
I'm going to St. John's because I'm in New York City. You know, but when you're at the corporate level, sometimes they don't understand that, like, the importance of that.
Right. Do you think
the importance is bigger than us? It's like New York City. So the importance, you know, that, you know, I was supposed to be in New York City, and I was supposed to win in New York City.
Do you think it would have been difficult? We were just talking about this because you're 19 years old, you're young. There would have been a lot of pressure on you, the hometown guy playing for the Knicks. How do you think your career would have been different if you faced that pressure at 19, 20 years old playing for the Knicks right out of the gate?
It's hard, yeah, and it would have been hard to say. I definitely would have been home in my neighborhood. You know, I'm still home in my neighborhood. You know, I definitely would have been accessible, so maybe they saw that. I don't know. Like, they could be right for not drafting me, or maybe they saw something in Frederick. Not everybody gets it right. They passed up on Michael Jordan, you know. So I think maybe I would have had people to talk to. What I always thought about going to New York was playing behind Allen Houston and Latrell Sprewell. I said, I'm going to learn so much from these guys, and I can back them up for 5-7 minutes. I know I can back them up, you know, real quick, get some stops and get out the game.
Right.
Or something like that. And then eventually been a starter in New York. So it was great. I still, but the cool thing about it is it's a dream, but it's actually a realistic dream. It could have happened, you know?
Sure.
So I'm very grateful for that.
Mm. Talking to Meta World Peace, you know, Evan mentioned you with the Lakers. How about those years playing with Kobe, Gasol, all those guys? How was that playing in L.A., Meta?
Yeah, I think wow. I mean, so you're saying, like, how – say that first part of
the question. Well, man, you're just playing for the Lakers. I mean, playing for a championship team with the Lakers, you know, just playing for that franchise and playing with a guy like Kobe Bryant, one of the all-time greats. So how about that?
I mean, to play with Kobe is just like a beast. He works really hard, and he has a lot of fundamentals. I always tell people, you can be athletic, but if Kobe didn't have those fundamentals, he would not be a good player. I mean, are you going to try to jump over people all the time? He's smart. And I tell people, I got a lot of players I coach right now, and they're great athletes, but then they can't pass the ball. They can't make moves. So that's a great. That's a really unique thing about Kobe. He's one of the greatest. We all know this, and who knows where he's going to land at the end of his career. But you know, he's up there, top 5, top 10, maybe number 1. So many arguments you can make.
Did Kobe ever come over to you and thank you for that NBA title in 2010? Because I'm serious. That Game
right,
7
right.
performance, Lakers-Celtics,
yep,
Game 7
yep.
LA, freaking classic. And it wasn't Kobe's best day, let's be honest. And it was you who stepped up. Did he ever say, you know what, Meta? Thanks for that title, because if it wasn't for you, Boston wins Game 7 in LA.
Hey, you know, no. He says it, but I'm saying, like, we did it together. I'm not – so it's like, it's nothing to thank me for. I have everything to thank him for, you know, but then maybe for that one game. But people got to think about it, like, I got my ring with Kobe Bryant. He averaged
right.
30.
Right.
You know, he averaged 30, and I had a big night. I had a really huge night, you know, which is going to go down Laker history. And I'm very grateful for it because of basketball. It's hard to get moments like that, you know, especially in my career. I had so many other moments. And I got this one that I really enjoy watching. I don't even have my trophies. I mean, like, my ring, they raffled that off. I don't really care about the awards or, you know, the hardware. The fact that I got one is amazing.
Hmm. Yep. They can't take that away from you, no doubt about it. Man, yeah. I think you got to run. They're telling us you got to run. You want to tell us one more time about the exercise thing you're doing?
Absolutely. You know, we got Finesse, and it's a great product. I like to use it workout so I can still play sports. I can feel good, all functional training. And it's a great product to be around because I do a lot of playing basketball and coaching basketball. So I'm trying to only get involved in businesses that's not going to take me out of my day, away from my day.
I
love to work out. And I think it's great. It's a great product. I'm really happy to be working with Finesse. And it's going to be, you know, it's shipping in December, so you can order now.
Awesome. Hey, real quick, where's LeBron going to sign?
I think it's hard to say. A lot of people saying not L.A. or go to L.A. I want to see another big, huge super team. I'm talking supernova. I need to. I want to see like six really good players go on one team.
Six?
Six?
Oh my God!
Yeah. Wow!
Absolutely. You know, I want to see it.
Maybe you could coach that team, man.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yep, I would love to coach that team.
I know.
Absolutely. You hire me on the spot. I'll sit back and I'll be making lemonade on the bench. Have you ever seen that?
Lemonade on the bench. I like that. Yeah. I like that, Meta.
Thank you, Meta. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right, Meta. Be good.
There he is. Meta World Peace put together a very good NBA career with the Bulls and the Pacers and the Lakers and the Rockets and the Kings and even the Knicks. He played for the Knicks for a short period of time.
Very short.
At the end of his career.
Yeah. The wrong time.
Isn't that show usually the way
he also
it
had
comes?
That little incident with in the stands in Detroit.
Well, he actually wrote a book. I forget when it came out. Maybe it hasn't.
I want to get
out
into that.
But he would, because he wrote a book in which I think the headline, name of the book, I'm trying to think of the word, is No Malice, My Time in the NBA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So he would talk about
it. He's an interesting guy. I mean, you know, he seems, you know.
Well, he's one of those guys, and I know we've said this before about a lot of guys we've had on. We could do 45 minutes.
Oh, you could have done it.
There's a lot of things, including that.
Well,
that
we'd have to
get
to that. I mean, you know.
No question.
We would have had to get to that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.